I just want to say, when my time comes, I want to be buried face down so that anyone who doesn't like me can kiss my ass.
Hour two of Overtime coming at you live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios, a fan-run radio. The segment is brought to you in part by our friends at MyBookie. They bring you coverage of the NFL in primetime here. Monday Night Football tonight. They also bring you coverage of Sunday Night Football and Thursday Night Football as well. What's up?
I like the transition there. That was fire.
Oh, thank you. I thought I messed up the day.
No, nah, you're good.
I was like, I swear today is not Monday.
No, I was like, you're good, bro.
Okay. Just making sure. But yeah, we got Monday Night Football coming up tonight. What's it? Pats and Jets. Patriots and Jets.
Is it Pats and Jets?
Yes, I believe so.
It is.
That is true, because I still have Julian Edelman yet to play in our show, fantasy.
Hey, you got the win.
I know I do.
You can go ahead and bench him.
No, I can't do that.
No.
I respect you as an opponent, Justin. I can't do that.
I don't have any players left. You already got the dub.
I still respect you as an opponent. I can't take it easy on you. It's like when the U.S. Women's National Team beat Thailand 13-0.
That's true.
They
pour it on them.
It's like we respect them as an opponent. We just can't empty the entire bench and just not score. Sorry.
It's like Tua said, if you can't stop our slants, I mean, then stop it.
Yeah, we figured out a way to do that.
Just take him out of the game. Put him in hashtag tent.
His what's the latest on his injury?
Oh, he's only going to miss Arkansas.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I want to file a quick grievance against the SEC. We already talked about officiating, but let me just say this: Alabama gets three bye weeks before playing at home against LSU. They get one actual bye week. They play Arkansas the week before that, and then they get to play Tennessee, who sucks, at home.
And LSU has to play Auburn.
And they do all of that. Easy. They have all of that time to get ready for LSU when LSU has a really solid chance to beat them this year.
Solid stuff, man. Wow.
The fix is in. The fix is in
for Bama when LSU comes to town.
Ooh. Nothing would warm my heart. Nothing would. Come on, Joe Burrow. Did you see him get mooned?
I did.
Against Mississippi State. Had them shorts pulled down. I tweeted out the picture. He looked like the little Coppertone baby.
Coppertone.
That is a Charmin ad waiting to happen.
It is. He was joking about it. He said, I heard there was supposed to be a full moon in Starkville tonight. I like Joe Burrow.
He's a baller.
He already has a single season LSU passing touchdowns record already with 29.
In seven games? Are you serious?
I'm serious. I don't think he can get the career record. I think he's about 20-something away. He could get close to a career.
Be incredible.
With that,
with 1 year.
Will they count postseason?
Yeah.
Yo, he can get close, man. Wow, guys.
I can look it up here in a second, but Joe Burrow has been so impressive. It also lets you know, well, LSU's not really had fantastic quarterbacks over the years. Yeah. They somehow had Jamarcus Russell go number one. Damon Al Davis. Oh, rest in peace. Rest in peace here. But yeah, again, MyBookie is going to bring you Westwood One's coverage of Monday Night Football tonight. Here in Knoxville, FM 105.7 and AM 1340. MyBookie, the official sports book of Fan Run Radio. Let's finish out talking Tennessee, Alabama this weekend, guys, before we move on. Let's end this talk about the game with some positive energy. How about some power of positivity, fellas? Does that sound good?
Let's do it, man. I love positive.
Let's talk about some of our final positive takeaways from the game. I'm going to go ahead and say, and we mentioned it earlier, Malcolm, your boy Nigel Warrior.
Yeah.
Who's his dad, by the way?
Dale Carter.
Dale Carter is his dad.
Yes, sir.
We can claim him again.
Yeah, officially.
Gets that nice pick. I'm sorry you got caught by Henry Ruggs.
If it was anybody else, man, I think he would have housed it. But like Matt said, Ruggs is different.
He's been playing such a good stretch of games.
Yeah.
I don't expect him to play bad the rest of the year. I don't expect him to regress. Now, I don't know how many more interceptions he's going to rack up, but it's good seeing him play with some confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Because that has been someone who man, he's been criticized a whole lot from the fan base. I would think rightfully so in some areas. This is a guy who's on his last season here, had a lot of hype coming in, didn't really do too much. But hey, better late than never.
Better late than
never. I don't know how else to describe that.
No, you're right.
Well, he's had the pick here or there. He had a pick six against Missouri in 2017, but that was in a blowout. We don't really remember it all that well. But, man, he's got, so far, three picks.
Yeah.
He's got three picks. Five passes defended. You go, Nigel. Racking up the tackles as well. So that's good to see from him.
It's awesome.
How about the rest of y'all? Some positive thoughts from the game. Positive thoughts moving forward in the second half of the season.
We were talking about it in the lobby before the show, but I thought just from being in that stadium and watching Alabama fans get frustrated and flustered after having just a ton of confidence, and maybe some of that was from liquid confidence throughout the day, but they just, you know, they brought their cigars in the stadium. I saw some Bama fans buying cigars on Friday night. I mean, they're just getting ready for the bloodbath. And to stay in the game as long as the team did made me feel pretty good. And it made me feel like those Tigers, they could do something. I mean, Joe Burrow will have a huge day against those guys. And their defense is terrible.
I hope. I really hope. Malcolm, how about you, man?
You see what I'm drinking some orange soda today, man. Because I'm drinking the orange Kool-Aid. I'm backing on Pruitt.
But before you go again, as soon as you said orange soda, I was thinking, you know, I was thinking of Keenan Kell.
Orange soda?
Who loves orange soda?
Mal loves orange soda, baby.
I do. It's true.
It's true. Nah, but
tell us about this orange Kool-Aid, though.
So before this game, the fan base, like T-Carp said, was kind of split on Pruitt. You know, the Georgia State loss still lingered. And I currently feel right now as confident in Pruitt than I've ever been confident in anything. I think Pruitt is now the guy officially. If you took a poll on Twitter, I think it would be 90-10.
I will tell you the Drive took a poll earlier. I'll get those results. Yeah. But yeah. 2-5, man.
Yeah.
And buying some people back in like this. Well done.
Feel great.
Well done,
Justin,
I
guess. Justin, what about you,
it's amazing,
man?
What a good competitive game, or, you know, competitive most part of a game can do for you against Alabama. I also think, you know, Pruitt is the guy now. I was never really out on him. I was always in the camp of, you know, you got to give him a little more time. And, yeah, Georgia State was a horrible loss, and you didn't have him ready, but you know, from this game, this is clearly a different team than we saw, you know, in that first game of the season. Pruitt clearly cares, and I think he's clearly, you know, the Tennessee's best shot, you know, up and forward and out of this kind of hole that Tennessee football has fallen into. I got, you know, the defense looks sharp, and Pruitt had them, you know, running the way that, you know, we've been hoping that a Pruitt-led defense can go. We talked about how Nigel Warrior has been more successful, and, you know, success is where hard work and a little bit of luck, you know, comes together. And the defense being better has allowed Nigel Warrior to be in positions to be more successful, you know, on his own. So I think that's been another great thing to see. Tim Jordan ran like a man. He's, you know, kind of quickly turned into our number one back, and I think it'll continue to be that way. He's getting the bulk of our carries now. He out-carried Ty Chandler by a large margin. Yeah, he got 17 carries to Ty Chandler's 4, and, you know, he was the one just chunking yards away, averaged 5.5 on those 17 carries. And it just feels like it's something worth, you know, rooting for and worth getting behind, because there's actual progress being made. And I think, you know, barring another Georgia State caliber loss for Pruitt, which I don't think he will ever allow to happen again, I think, you know, we're going to be riding with Pruitt for a decent amount of time, and I think he's going to carry us to bigger and better wins if the team, you know, can keep playing this way. And, you know, I think we're going to have him for a decent amount of time, hopefully, unless he gets taken from us.
Just keep learning and growing as a coach. Keep recruiting, especially. Can't forget to do that.
Don't touch that face mask.
and don't get the big J journos with the blue check marks on your bad
I'm
side.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care. Let me tell you, we don't care.
Yeah, we don't. We really don't. But as long as he keeps developing himself, I mean, develops the team, I feel good. I do feel good. I have the poll that the drive ran earlier.
Let's hear it.
They had their Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smoking Hot question of the day. It's a simple approval poll. Do you approve of the job Jeremy Pruitt is doing as UT's head coach? Over 1,000 votes in already. Still a lot of time left on this poll. The drive's poll results. Woo! Only 4% of respondents either disapprove or strongly disapprove. Only 4%.
So I was a little off. So it was much more than, a little bit more than 90.
59%, including myself, I just voted, approve.
Yeah.
37% strongly approve. Okay. I still can't be strongly approved because recruiting's not the best if you look at rankings right now. Although I'm sure if you have a strong close to the season, you'll see that improve.
Yeah.
You'll see that improve. And also, you still did lose to Georgia State. But, the team now that you saw in Tuscaloosa, it ain't that team that lost to Georgia State.
No.
Not to be cliche, but it's not the same team. Especially when it comes to their mentality. It's just not. So I approve. I'm in the approve camp.
Let's do it.
So there's a little bit of an answer. You were talking about running the poll. The drive just so happened to run a poll.
Appreciate
today.
It, fellas.
So shouts out to the drive there. Let's do quick college football recap from some of the big games we saw. I mean, there wasn't a whole – it was slim pickings.
No, there was actually a lot of really good games.
There were good games, but when it comes to, like, your like monumental matchups, I guess, as well.
No, that's fair. I always judge a good college football day by if there's at least one good game on for every –
Time slot.
So you got a good noon, a good afternoon, and a good night.
Had a really big upset as well. How about Lovie Smith? Wisconsin got caught looking ahead to Ohio State.
Yeah, they did.
They didn't think they would have a problem with Illinois. I mean, who could really blame them? Illinois' garbage. I mean, they
are they? I don't know.
I mean, after this, maybe not. I mean, they're 3-4. They can make a bowl.
They have more top 10 wins than Tennessee. Sorry, guys.
Oh, God.
Little victory Monday. I apologize.
Why, Matt? Why? I was going to give them credit. Now I just don't want to talk about them anymore. But, yeah, they were a 32-point home dog. 24-23. So, unless something crazy happens, I think Wisconsin's playoff hopes are shot. No, they could still run the rest of the table. If they beat Ohio State, obviously, that's a big boost. I don't think that's going to happen now.
Yikes. I know one thing, though. If my beard doesn't look like Lovie Smith's at 60, I'm going to be so upset.
It's very nice.
Very full and gray and luscious.
It's the silver fox out there.
Yeah.
And like that, he don't need no Just for Men. He's letting that be natural.
Yeah.
Letting that be natural. I mean, he'll be looking like Santa in a couple months.
I'm loving it.
I mean, he's already almost there. Right.
Yeah, he's
does have to grow a little bit more to be Santa.
Just like a little, like, palm length, yeah.
Shout out to Lovie, though. I mean, he's trying to stick around at least one more year. I mean, that's probably going to do it.
No, that earned it him another year.
Illinois, like, easily. We talked a little bit about Florida, South Carolina. Florida shouldn't have ran away with that game like they did.
It was a pick play in the end zone. Don't know if you guys saw that, yeah. But...
Carolina got hosed just a little bit. You see Carolina fans, they were throwing the towels.
Throwing bottles, throwing anything they can get their hands on.
They were throwing those towels they always waved during Sandstorm just because it had rained all day, so they just tried to throw wet towels out and hit the officials.
I was worried that with all the terrible calls they got, the SEC the next week would be like, yeah, we'll give them some calls to make them feel better. But,
oh, no.
But then Tennessee got a bunch of calls against it, so hopefully it's a fair game there.
That's true.
Probably won't be. We'll probably get hosed on.
We'll probably get
stuff.
A guy that graduated from South Carolina.
We'll just get Darius Rucker out there as the head ref. Yeah.
Georgia. Oh, is the U dead? Losing to Georgia Tech.
U's been dead.
Yeah, it's done, man.
But that's pretty bad. So Miami fans already want Diaz fired.
He just got there.
And you thought Tennessee fans didn't have patience, and that's one of their own.
The sort of lottery parlay that made its rounds on Twitter this weekend was $100 on a parlay of Illinois plus 2,500 and Georgia Tech plus 850 paid out $25,000.
Woo!
It pays to be a gambler, folks. Just kidding. Don't do that.
Let's run through some more of these here. Minnesota 7-0.
P.J. Fleck.
I mean, they destroyed Rutgers. I mean, that's no shocker there. But Minnesota is 7-0. Baylor is 7-0.
What is life?
Baylor wins at Okie State by 18.
Matt Rhule is a big name right now, I think, on a few people's hot boards.
He took that big lump in year one, going 1-11, and then all of a sudden it's like nothing in the last few years happened down in Waco. Oregon, they have a comeback at Washington.
That was a good game. Very back and forth.
I tweeted it, and I felt this opinion of the Oregon-Washington rivalry for a long time now because there's so many parallels. Oregon is the Florida to Washington, like Florida is to us. I mean, that is Washington, serious? Florida. What?
It's that serious for the serious fans up there?
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Those two do not like each other. Really? It's kind of like the same thing. Yeah, Washington's biggest rival is obviously Washington State. Oregon's is Oregon State, just in-state. But when it comes to out-of-state, yeah, that's number two for both of them. Oregon had the long winning streak over Washington at like almost the exact same time Florida had their streak over us. Their streak got 12. And it seems like every time Washington loses to Oregon, it's in some way we would lose to Florida. Like it's just painfully close. They lost on that they had a turnover on downs. Jacob Eason couldn't get it completed. Again, they blew a 14-point lead. Oregon, they only had that loss to Auburn. Oregon trying to make a case for a Pac-12 team to get into the playoff. So is Utah, I guess, but Oregon has a better case. Oregon has a much better case.
Y'all taking Herbert or Eason at this current?
Herbert.
Really?
Herbert, yeah.
I saw some really good stuff from Eason on Saturday, and I don't know how good the rest of his team is compared to the rest of Oregon's team. So I guess you could say Herbert based on results, but I liked what I saw from Eason.
I like that answer a lot.
Run through a couple more here that before we hit this break here. Man, Georgia and Kentucky, that was a struggle in a monsoon.
Oh, but Chaney was their offensive problem.
Right?
I couldn't believe the score when I checked ESPN when it was still scoreless in the third quarter. Vanderbilt beats Missouri. Derek Mason, a little fired up post-game. I hope that doesn't give them a shot momentum. I hope Missouri's just has been butt this whole time.
A lot of people think they're built for this job.
Texas did not lose to Kansas. They almost lost to Kansas. They have to have a game-winning kick by Cameron Dicker. Dicker the kicker. 50-48, Texas barely survives Les Miles.
For some reason, I just want Les Miles so bad. I'm not now, obviously, but after Georgia State, man, if you would have signed up Les Miles.
You want what he brings personality-wise,
don't he
you?
Just always has folks ready to play, man.
He does. BYU somehow still winning football games. They take down top 15 undefeated Boise State.
Weird stat. That was their first win in regulation this season.
Yeah, that is true. They have bad losses like to Toledo, South Florida, but they beat us, USC, and Boise State. Weird football team. Mitt Romney's nephew won the game, by the way. Baylor Romney. Mitt Romney in the news today, by the way. Did y'all see that? Got caught with a burner. Got caught with a KD type of burner account to like defend himself.
I did see that. That was pretty legendary.
Like using like a French name. Mitt Romney, weird dude.
Weird. Hot seat Jim Harbaugh. Michigan, yeah. Penn State.
I
hate him so much. I'm so happy.
I know you are. He can't win a big game. He cannot win a big game.
Get
when
him
it
out
matters.
Of, get him out of there.
He's going to lose to Ohio State again.
By a lot.
By a whole lot here.
They're going to get pieced up, man. It's sad.
Run through this new AP poll real quick, by the way, just because. If I can find the dadgum. There it is. Hold on here. So we had the new AP poll today. What do y'all think about Clemson falling another spot, even though they're covering the spread and winning like they're supposed to? Clemson fell to 4 in the AP poll. They're still second in the coaches.
Trevor Lawrence has to play better, man. Because if that's anybody else, he's probably yanked by now.
His touchdown interception ratio is 14-8.
Leads the ACC in interceptions.
Yeah, it's not been pretty. Travis Etienne, still really good at football. Yeah. Almost had 200 yards. So Alabama still won, even though LSU is second. Still 16 first-place votes. Ohio State jumps Clemson. Penn State moves up a spot. Florida moves up 2 spots somehow. Auburn moves up 2 spots. They're 9th. Georgia stays at 10. Oregon moves up. Wisconsin drops 7 spots to 13. Baylor up to 14th. Texas somehow still stays at 15.
Can Baylor go to a bowl game this year?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
There's no self-imposed anything?
I don't – they did. I mean, I don't know how long.
They went to a bowl game last year.
Yeah, okay. That is right. Yeah, they're okay. Good.
Cool.
They're good. SMU, man. Pony Express still 7-0. They moved up to 16. Again, I told you Minnesota's 7-0. They're 17th. Cincinnati is 18. How about that? Luke Fickell getting them up to the top 20 undefeated. Good for him. And App State moves up to 21.
Nice.
There you go. A little update there. Hit this break here. Let's move on. Talk some NFL on the other side. A lot to get to. Oh, everyone put Matt's team sucks.
I mean, we were still pretty bad, but
at least you have the dub. At least you have the dub. Talk some NFL on the other side. 865-546-8200 if you'd like to hop on the Next Door Home Group hotline. You're listening to Overtime here on Fan Run Radio.
I love playing two-hand touch. Eating way too much, watching my team win with the Twins. Ah, love quarterbacks eating dirt, pom poms and short skirts, fans who won't quit, and those Twins. And I love them too. Here's the football.
All right, back in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Talking some NFL recap here. Let's do a quick rundown. I just want to get the negatives out of the way first. Aaron Rodgers is my team's daddy. He's the Raiders' daddy. You know what? I didn't think we had good chances winning in Lambeau anyway. But did you have to do us like that, Aaron? Aaron, did you have to do that, man? Six total touchdowns. He had six incompletions.
Perfect passer rating.
Yeah, it's nice. Would have been closer in the first half if Derek Carr had some more situational awareness. That's the second time within, I don't know, it was late in last season where he fumbled out of the end zone again. Stop trying to dive for the pylon, DC! It's annoying. It annoys me. We got killed. We got absolutely killed. Speaking of getting killed, Malcolm, your Falcons.
Yes, sir.
Why is Dan Quinn still the head coach of your Falcons?
If his key card works, I'm no longer a fan of the Atlanta Falcons. So that's all I got to say. I'm done with him, man.
Man.
Bring me Lincoln Riley or bring me death, man.
Do you think Lincoln Riley would leave college?
You got a top five quarterback. What more can you do at Oklahoma besides a national championship? If they don't do it this year, leave.
I mean, maybe he might be one of those guys that's just comfortable in college. That is the way for a lot of people. It's just like people are comfortable being career assistants. Look at John Javis.
I see.
But still, I mean, I would think y'all would pony up enough cash.
Give him a blank check. Matt Ryan, Ridley.
A blank check?
Blank. You see what I did there?
I see what you did. The Home Depot money, baby. Yeah. Not looking pretty. What's the status on Matt Ryan, by the way?
He is not playing this weekend. So I'm done with it.
Justin, speaking what of some blowouts, man.
Bang, bang, you, Bird Gang is dead.
You caught the Jekyll and Hyde Cowboys at the wrong time. Yeah, right when the tornado was going through Dallas anyway.
I don't even know where to start. We lost to a team that lost to the Jets. Kind of done with Carson Wentz at this point. He's not taking care of the ball. He's not playing like the quarterback that we need him to be to have success, to try to carry out some more postseason victories like we did when we won the Super Bowl. Obviously, that was with the help of Nick Foles, who I kind of want back now. But yeah, Carson Wentz can't take care of the ball. He gave it up three times, one interception, two lost fumbles. Part of that blame goes to our trash offensive line, who played probably their worst game of the season. Also, Nelson Aguilar won't lay out for the ball. Like, who are you as, you know, the worst wideout on the team, you know, or at least the worst one that gets any targets, and he's not going to try to go for that ball? That was infuriating. Feels like Doug Peterson didn't really have a solid game plan at all. He went on Philadelphia Sports Radio last Monday morning, pretty much called his shot, saying we were going to win this game. Wasn't really cocky about it, just more like, you know, we got this one. Obviously didn't. Dak had a career game. You know, helpful tip, if you're a struggling franchise and, you know, you need a really good team victory and you want your quarterback to seem like he's earning his money, just – try to get a game with the Philadelphia Eagles, because we will make you look like, you know, you're winning the Super Bowl outright. We made Kirk Cousins look like a Heisman or a freak. I don't even.
MVP.
We made Kirk Cousins look like an MVP. We made Dak look, you know, Dak's going to earn all of his money in this next contract because of this game. And I'm sick of it.
Let it all out there, Justin. Let the hate out.
It's disgusting. It's just embarrassing. These are supposed to be good games. When the Eagles play the Dallas Cowboys in prime time, it's the most televised matchup of all time.
Yep.
By a long shot. These games are supposed to be competitive, and we went out there and laid a freaking egg. Two scoreless quarters. Mm-hmm. We're bad. And Carson Wentz doesn't even know how to target Zach Ertz anymore. He didn't even throw to Zach Ertz. And he's one of our, I don't know.
You good, man?
I'm pissed.
Matt King, it is the official beginning of the Ryan Tannehill era in Nashville. Your defense almost completely gives it up, though, but they with a very clutch play at the goal line. What a way for Jeffrey Simmons to make his NFL debut. Matt King, the floor is yours for your Tennessee Titans.
First of all, I would just like to say that I think the LA Chargers are not very good at all. But yeah, Tannehill came in and he just way outperformed Marcus Mariota. If you look at his stat line, he threw for over 300 yards. He had two touchdowns. He did have an interception, but that was on a play where he got like hit from behind and the ball just kind of flew out of his hand into some like a defender's. But the team had a great day. It's kind of like Maurer here. And we've kind of compared Mariota to JG. Just he brings a different kind of energy. He gets the ball out faster. And as far as right now, that's what this offense needs. And this defense has got some ballers. One of them played his first game yesterday, Jeffrey Simmons. He graded out as the third highest NFL defensive lineman yesterday behind Calais Campbell and Aaron Donald.
That's pretty good company, man.
In his first game.
Wow.
That's
impressive.
He might have been the steal of the draft. Like 17th, I think, was when they took him.
Well, congrats.
I was really stressed.
Y'all need some good news out there in the mid-state.
I was really stressed on that last drive. I've been on the other end of the results of that game so many times.
I feel like Phillip Rivers, and we've said this before, he's always in this position to always lead a drive like that. Now, sometimes it doesn't always succeed. Sometimes it does. It's always like spinning a roulette wheel when it comes to the results of these drives. But it feels like the Chargers have always been in this position. Doesn't work, though. Chargers fall at 2-5. Titans, 3-4. Y'all have a good chance to get above 500 before the bye.
Got
to
win those division games.
That's also true. Speaking of that, Colts remain undefeated in the AFC South. They beat the Texans 30-23. Other games of note here, the Niners, 6-0. Yeah, 6-0. Win in a hurricane. Slipping and sliding all over the
slipping
field.
Slipping and sliding.
9-0.
Yeah, nasty one.
Over Washington. Other results here. Guys, I think the Saints are a really good football team. Because we got really concerned about the Saints when Breeze went out and you had to put Teddy Bridgewater in. Bridgewater's been... He's been managing the games and then some.
5-0, man.
They go to Chicago. Cordarrelle Patterson got that nice kickoff return to open the game. Do you know that's his seventh of his career?
He's one shy of the NFL record, man.
Which is Hester's, right?
Yep.
I think he can do it.
He's going to break it. He's probably going to set it at like at least 11, 12 before it's all said and done.
I mean, that's what he's going to be remembered as, a really freakishly athletic return specialist, because he still can't run a damn route. I don't think he likes learning routes, but he can return some kicks.
Yeah.
He can return some kicks, so good for CP. But the Saints get the win. And how about my big surprise? Ravens going into Seattle, 30-16. Okay, Lamar.
MVP, Lamar Jackson.
Woo! You crowning him now?
Yeah, right now.
He kind of stole that crown away from Russ.
I mean, Mahomes being out right now, too. Mahomes is going to have to do some historic stuff when he comes back, man. Which I don't doubt he can, but.
Only 143 yards passed on 9 completions, but 116 on the ground and a touchdown. Lamar special.
So, Russ in a season has had 3 games of 100 yards. You got Mike Vick in 04, 3 games of 100 yards. Lamar now has 3 games of 100 yards rushing passing, and it's.
We're not even halfway.
Yeah.
I would like to say, though, his quarterback rating was lower yesterday, and he didn't throw for – he didn't even make 50% passing. So, but he's having a great season.
Facts.
This segment of Overtime, it's been brought to you by KC Kitchen Center. Justin, you got to join me at KC Kitchen Center on Saturday, man.
It's a blast.
Yeah. Did you like what you saw in the showroom?
There was stone in there that, you know, it'll blow you away. Go out there and see some of that countertop they got, folks.
Definitely go check it out. 1502 Kingston Pike and Historic Beer in there across from Food City next to Pelican Snowballs. If you watch the Periscope on Saturday, Kelly mentioned that Pelican Snowballs is closed for the season. So if you need some extra parking, you just park at their parking lot and come over there. Showrooms open 8 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and Saturday from 9 until 2. For a free in-home countertop estimate, you can give them a call at 865-971-5800. Be sure to visit kckitchencenter.com. That's the letters K&C kitchencenter.com. You can browse the countertop slab selections there, granite, quartz, marble, and more. You're going to find something that will complement your kitchen, bathroom, any area in your house. Kelly even mentioned that people are still finishing some outdoor kitchen projects as well, getting ready for next year. So any space you're at home, they will have the surface for you. And of course, if you need space for a meeting, trunk, cell, party, shower, big family dinners, too, Kelly mentioned, too, Justin. I don't know if you remember or not, but any type of event, you can rent out space at their event center. You can also check out times for that online as well. And be sure to check out the class list for the Creative Classroom. That will be up very soon as well. KC Kitchen Center, brand new experience that goes beyond just countertops. 9,000 kitchen and bath makeovers and counting. Go support a local business. Support Fan Run Radio. Gentlemen, it's time for birthdays on the other side. It's an A-plus list, by the way.
What a show, man.
Late October, man. It's blessing us with a nice birthday.
We got some breaking news when we come back, too. NBA related.
Ooh, I like the little tease. That's a professional right there, folks. Teasing the big breaking news. We'll play birthdays. Give you some breaking news on the other side, by the way. It's Overtime. You're listening to Fan Run Radio. Stick with us. About to play some birthdays here in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. If you haven't picked you up Truly for last weekend, or if you already ran out of your Truly, just go ahead and go out to your local grocer, pick you up some more. Available about, I mean, they are available anywhere around here. Be sure to find you some of that rosé. If you don't want the rosé, they got 12 other varieties for you to choose from. 100 calories, less than 1 gram of sugar, 2 carbs, 5% ABV. It will not weigh you down. Put it in your football watching tailgating rotation, or even if you just want to chill at the house during the week. I mean, they can be enjoyed anywhere, anytime. Drink what you truly want. 9 birthdays today.
Ooh.
And they're good. Okay. I told you it's an A-plus list.
A-plus list.
Got some really heavy hitters on here. Did Cameron win birthdays by chance on Friday?
No.
Okay.
No, sir.
Not to be rude, but no.
No, sir.
How bad was it?
Justin got down, man. Justin did what he had to
Sorry,
do.
Sorry, Cam. That's the way we roll in OT.
Cam was rocking some Atlanta Falcons gear today.
I saw that. He's a brave man.
Boy, couldn't be me.
Is he brave or stupid, Malcolm?
That's no, my
no,
guy.
No,
that's
no,
my
no
guy.
Fist to Cam. I mean, but
he's no fair weather fan, though.
No, that is also true.
He's just loyal. So, shout out to Cam, man. Appreciate you coming in on Friday.
Yeah, shout out to Cam. Filling in while I was down freezing my tail off at Seymour.
How was that?
Got to see when Kings Academy won 17-14 last second field goal.
Nice.
It was nice to see. They clinched number 2 seed in the region for the first time in school history.
Look at you.
Coach was really excited post-game, by the way. I don't think I've ever seen a guy so fired up like Coach Sellers at TKA.
You taking him or Derek Mason?
This weekend, him. Okay. I mean, he was – I mean, what I didn't get on camera, I mean, he's chest-bumping everybody. Right. And this is a dude shorter than me. Fired up out there, man.
Fired up.
You'd love to see it. Start with birthdays. Start with yesterday's. We have 5 from yesterday, 4 from today. Yesterday, he would have been 88. MLB legend.
Babe Ruth.
Ooh, not Babe Ruth. He did play for the Yankees, though. It was after Babe Ruth.
Mickey Mantle.
It is Mickey Mantle. How about that?
It's the only two.
Just empty in the chamber over
the
there.
The Commerce comment.
That's literally all it is, empty the clip.
Y'all know Mickey Mantle was a 20-time All-Star. 20.
That's crazy.
Played his entire career for the Yankees. 7-time World Series champ, 3-time MVP, 1-time single-season home run record holder. There you go, Malcolm.
Happy birthday.
Second guess, not bad.
Thank you.
All right, 1 point for Malcolm on here. Next up here, let's just get the other dead person out of the way. Rest in peace. This one passed away more recently. I'm sorry, that was a little harsh. This one's a legend. He just passed away a couple of years ago. He would have been 69 today. Nice.
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 Rock and roll icon. He led his band, The Heartbreakers.
Tom Petty.
Is Tom Petty.
Man, I love Tom Petty.
The only good thing they ever come out of Gainesville, Florida, Tom Petty.
The only thing.
All right. That's a point for Matt. Point each for Malcolm and Matt. He turned 40 yesterday. He is an American actor and director. Started out an iconic TV role. He's been transitioning over to feature film roles.
John Krasinski.
Oh, look at you, man. It's John Krasinski. It's Jim Halpert. It's Jim Halpert from The Office.
Nice.
Been in films recently, such as obviously A Quiet Place. It's fantastic.
That one came up in the TL yesterday. Just so we're but I you said
it's
iconic
good.
TV.
It's all good.
TL is all good.
He's been also portraying the title character in Jack Ryan on Amazon.
Okay.
Attaboy, Jim. Attaboy. How about that? Okay, 2 points for Matt here. Two more from yesterday. She turned 55 yesterday. She's an American politician. She's currently a Democratic presidential.
Kamala Harris?
It is Kamala Harris. Okay. I was searching for the word candidate was the word I was looking for. I almost said nominee. Like they're not even close to nominating anybody yet. Yep, 55, Kamala Harris. Senator from California.
Yeah.
2 points apiece for Matt and Malcolm. Justin's still looking for a point. Not looking.
I'm just trying
Justin.
To hear more than 3 seconds of a hint. That's all I'm
they're on,
saying.
They're on top of it today. Last birthday for yesterday. Oh, he's a lot of things. A lot of mainly musical ventures. He turned 48 yesterday. If I didn't already say that, I don't even know if I gave his age, but he turned 48. He is mainly an American rapper. Got his start in the early 90s. Under the wing of Dr. Dre.
Snoop.
It is Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Okay, I saw that one on the timeline, guys.
No.
Oh, I'm just getting walloped today.
I tried to give Justin time because I was like, surely.
I'm surprised I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
That one's big enough.
XXL, they tweet out birthdays of like rappers. Yeah. So
what you're saying is I need
to mute
start
follow.
level the playing field.
Follow that.
Happy birthday, Calvin Brodus Jr. I'd go by Snoop Dogg, too.
Snoop D.O. Dub.
Nothing wrong with guys named Calvin. All right, so it's...
I'm done, right?
3-2.
Yeah, it's 3-2, Malcolm. Yeah.
No, he's done.
No, you're not.
You get four straight and
one. You have to get a rally.
Yeah.
Let's roll.
But you're not done. Today's birthday is another day of heavy hitters. Let's do another dead person here, no longer with us. She passed away in late 2016.
Carrie Fisher.
Oh, my. You saw that on Twitter, too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Carrie Fisher.
Well, like I said, big Star Wars guy.
Ah, so. That's also okay. True.
With the trailer coming out tonight, and it was her birthday, people were talking about how much they missed her.
Justin's still not done. He has to get three more. He can tie it. It can be all tied at three. All
right.
Yeah,
I muted my mic, but I'll come back.
You're not done yet. RIP to Princess/General Leia. Have to get that correct. Don't want people to come after me. All righty. 3 points apiece for Matt and Malcolm. She is 77 today. She is a TV icon. Makes a lot of money doing this specific thing. She's the host of her own arbitration-based reality
Judge
court
Judy.
Show. It is Judge Judith Shiloh.
Wow.
Or you say that last name.
I love Judge
Wait,
Judy.
Wait, did you say she's 77?
She's
wow.
So rich. It's insane.
Really?
We'll look up the numbers, but she's, loaded.
Judith Shiloh. That's how you say that, 77. Yeah, stupid amount of money. You know who also is a big fan of Judge Judy? Jim Harbaugh. Y'all seen that video of him in the audience, right?
Oh, yeah.
Justin, does it make you hate Judge Judy now?
I've heard she's just not a nice lady, so I don't like her anyways.
Fair enough. Justin's on the board, so 3 points apiece for Malcolm and Matt. A point for Justin.
Whoa, can you imagine a three-way tie to end it?
We shall see, but if someone else other than Justin gets one of these next two, it's not going to happen. 36 today. 36. Let me see exactly what she is. She's a lot of things. Okay, 36. She is an American model and actress. Let's see here. Really known a lot for, really a lot for her partners and spouses. But she's also known she has an iconic look, shaved head.
Amber Rose?
It's Amber Rose! Now Justin's eliminated. Bye-bye. Married to Wiz Khalifa for 3 years. Dated Kanye from 08 to 2010. And then dated 21 Savage from 2017 to 2018.
Wow. Doesn't she have like a new child now?
I don't know.
I think
so. Honestly, don't keep up with Amber Rose Malcolm.
I don't either.
I don't know. But today is her birthday. Sorry, Justin. All right. Matt can force this day in history tiebreaker if he gets this one. This is probably one y'all see on the timeline, too. Speaking of Kanye, she's 39 today.
Kim Kardashian.
Yes, Kim Kardashian.
Oh, man.
How about that?
I actually.
Kim and Amber Rose.
I actually same didn't birthday. See that.
That's, oh, really?
That's actually really fun.
I didn't see it on TL.
Speaking of Kanye today, album.
Jesus. We got an album.
Friday, allegedly.
Coming Friday. Yeah. Y'all need to get your clown shoes ready if you believe the album's actually dropping on Friday. Just saying.
I retweeted it, but.
Malcolm.
I'm a sucker for Ye, man.
I can't blame you. All right, here we go. This Day in History tiebreaker here while we're up against it. Let me find something. I didn't have one prepared. I'm so sorry. I can find something, right? There we go. Easy one right here. Just tell me what they were protesting. On this day in Washington, D.C. in 1967, nearly 100,000 people.
Civil rights.
No, nearly 100,000 people gathered Vietnam. To protest the Vietnam War.
Hey, man. You got to put the camera on them.
FaceTime for Matt King.
Guys.
Look at that.
The stat is now official. 2-0 on Moral Victory Mondays. Okay. And I will just give up there. I'll never play again on Moral Victory Monday. Keep that win percentage at 100%.
You play to win the game.
You do play to win the game. You do, man. Shout out to Matt King. Woo! Malcolm, at the draw, man. At the death.
That was a fantastic round.
It was really good.
It was really good. We fought to the battle. Respect.
I love these Monday matchups right here. They always go down to the wire, it seems like. I think we're going to go to the next door home group hotline when we come back here. We're going to wrap up overtime on this Moral Victory Monday. Matt Keene, 2-0 on birthday games when it comes to Moral Victory Monday. Check the stats. Time out to check the stats. Yeah, he's batting 1,000, folks. That's what he's doing. 865-546-8200 if you would like to hop on the program here. Last segment of overtime when we come back.
Many a day has passed, the night has gone by, but still I find the time to put that bomb off in your eye. Total chaos, but it's playoffs.
If you need to get your hair looking fantastic, if you've been putting off that haircut, then just go see your friends at Campus Cuts by Monica. It's got the brand new location out there on the strip we've been telling you about at 1819 Cumberland Avenue. They're easy to find. They're across from the 10 student housing complex, and they are right next to Copper Cellar. So you know where to find it there. Monica herself has over 30 years of experience cutting hair here in Knoxville, and she has put together an awesome staff that meets her high standards. Everyone on her staff has at least 10 years of hair cutting experience. So go schedule your next hair appointment at Campus Cuts. Guys or girls, students or fans, Monica takes care of it all. You will always get a quality haircut at an affordable price. Whether you are just getting a trim, preparing for a interview, you got that big interview you need to prepare for, need to impress the potential boss. You know what they say about first impressions. Same thing goes if you got that hot date. You want to look good for that as well. Whether you just want to look good for a game day at Neyland, especially this Saturday, you got to look good to support these boys. Go to Monica. She'll have you looking your best. 865-850-7367, 850-7367 for an appointment. Be sure to like her on Facebook. Give her a follow on Instagram as well. She's always posting pictures of her recent haircuts that she's been doing so you can see the work for yourself. guys, remember, it's more than a haircut.
It's tradition.
It is tradition. Let's go over to the Next Door Home Group hotline. We got Roger waiting to get on the show. Roger, welcome into Overtime, man. What you got for us?
I just want to ask you how y'all doing tonight.
Roger, is Moral Victory Monday. Trying to feel good in here, man. Trying to feel good. Hope you're doing good as well.
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Malcolm, that's one that Malcolm, how you doing tonight, Malcolm?
Doing good, man. How are you? How was the weekend?
Great. Doing great. It was great.
Good.
If I, how about yours?
Malcolm? It was really good, man. Really, really good.
Good. Malcolm, I just wanted to ask you. After I know a lot of people didn't think Tennessee could even have a chance to meet, have a chance in the game, but Malcolm, I was watching the game. I was really impressed with Tennessee. Well, and would you impressed with Tennessee? I know a lot of people thought Tennessee would lose by a lot, but that sort of did, but now the yes and no now. But Malcolm, would you impressed the way Tennessee done in the game?
I was extremely impressed from top to bottom what Tennessee put on the field. They, for the first time in my adult life, looked like the Tennessee of old, and I was very impressed, especially on defense, holding all those guys from Judy, Waddle, Ruggs, Smith. I mean, completely held those boys in check for the entirety of the game, so it was really cool to see.
Yeah, I was really hoping for that, and it got happening. Tanner, how about you, Tanner? And I also, Tanner too, and also would you impress too, Tanner? How Tennessee the form? They, I know they got I know they had 10-8, and I know they didn't win, but would you impress the way they played, the way they get close for most of the whole game?
Hey, Roger, thanks for a phone call, brother. We appreciate it. And yeah, man, I'm just like with Malcolm too. It's hard not to be impressed just because of everything that goes into it. You did cover, which is fantastic. And I know everyone's going to point towards the fact that that's a different Alabama team you play when Tua goes out. Okay, our starting quarterback went out as well. And the team did what they're supposed to do. I made the comparison earlier. It's like smelling blood in the water if you're a shark. You see what happens to Tua, you try to take advantage of that. And I think that defense held in there as long as they can. Again, they only let Alabama score 28 points.
Yeah.
And 21 was with Tua at quarterback. Right? Yeah, it was 21-10 when he went out.
Wow.
So, I mean, after that, you do what you're supposed to when they have a backup come in. And you see, again, Nigel Warrior's still playing fantastic, like we talked about. Darrell Middleton, Greg Amerson, I hope they build on those games as well. Keep in mind, you're still doing a lot of good things on defense in the second half without Daniel Batuli.
Yeah, Henry came in and did some nice
things. Like Henry was it what you had at linebacker for the most part. So I really just hope they build off it moving forward, especially when you play, not to disrespect any other opponents, but you play lesser competition compared to Alabama. I like what I saw mentality-wise. I didn't like what I saw from Jared Garantano.
Real quick. That NBA breaking news before the break. So Zion Williamson has apparently had a successful surgery on his torn meniscus. Apparently knee injury suffered during preseason. He will be out 6 to 8 weeks. So
I don't want him to become Greg Oden.
Me neither, but you can already kind of see it. Hopefully this is just a small bump in the road, man.
Hopefully so here. Real quick, end of the show. AP basketball preseason top 25 was released today. Falls are not in it.
That's a shame.
We're third in receiving votes, so we're technically 28th.
28th, okay.
That ends a consecutive week streak of being ranked, which was 35 weeks. Tied a school record.
Wow.
You know what's funny, though? I love KenPom, really. I love KenPom stats.
Yeah.
KenPom's got us 19th.
Really?
You know where he has Memphis?
Where at?
50.
Ooh, boy. 50. That ain't going to go over well.
Memphis is only 14th in the AP.
Okay.
You got to think Memphis fans think they should be in top five. Michigan State, number one, by the way. 60 first place votes. Kentucky in second. Two first place votes. Kansas in third. Duke fourth. Louisville fifth. Florida sixth. Ugh. That's going to be a nasty squad.
Yeah.
Hey, get that chip on the shoulder. Get that chip on the shoulder for the basketballs. That's going to do it tonight for Overtime. For Malcolm Harris, Justin Feinstein, Matt King, I'm Tanner Carson. We'll be with you again at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Stay tuned. We got Westwood One's coverage of Patriots and Jets coming up. FM 105.7 AM 1340. Y'all be good.
you.